Welcome to Tea Time Tips, where we empower marketing students in the UK to bridge the skills gap and get industry ready. On today's very first episode, we have Reese Wong. A while ago, I had a chance to join one of Reese's workshops about personal branding and LinkedIn optimization. So I think that it'll be a great idea to talk about this on the very first episode. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure thing. So my name is Reese. I'm 21 and I consider myself to be a community builder and public speaker. Super passionate about all things personal branding. So it's great to be on the podcast.
Thank you. Why don't we go ahead and start with the very first question, which is why is personal branding important and when to start building it?
100%. So really, what is personal branding at the end of the day is about really your reputation. How do you want to be perceived? How do you want people to know you, right? And if you think about personal branding that way, you realize that actually, the very moment that you're in high school, even, you're already actually branding yourself in many ways, right? Through your actions, through the things you talk about, through the people you cultivate relationships with. So, in terms of when you should start, I think as early as possible. Really be conscious about what is the image you're projecting to other people, right? And I think why is it so important? It's around this idea of communicating your values, communicating what you're passionate about, what your core skills are, what do you stand for? And I think that's something that, regardless of what age you're at, is something that's super important. And again, helps you get more opportunities. One framework I love to use is this idea of maximizing your surface area of love. What does that mean? It means that in the world, a lot of people get rewarded for how good they are at what they do. Some people get rewarded for, how good they are at communicating what you do. Personal branding is really at the sort of best end of both of these spectrums, where you're great at what you're doing, but you also need to be great at communicating what you're doing. And as a result, you will increase the amount of opportunities that you're able to gain access to by increasing the surface area, so to speak, of opportunities that will come your way. And that's why I think personal branding is so important.
Thank you so much. So, in your opinion, what are the key elements of a strong personal brand?
I think it really depends on what your goals are. It depends, if you're simply trying to find a job. It depends if you're trying to build a platform, to build your own company, for example. And a really, yeah. Depends on what stage you're at in terms of your journey. But I think some core characteristics of strong personal brand is one, it is able to capture sort of a vision, right? So say you want to create social impact and impact 1 million people, right? For example, you care about the sustainable development goals. That has to somehow translate into the brand, e.g., the things you post, the experiences you have, the people you affiliate yourself with. That's one bucket. Can it really capture your vision? Secondly, I think strong personal brands have to have some degree of authenticity, right? It needs to be what you truly believe in, what you truly stand for. It needs to be really you. Because the worst thing is imagine you project yourself in one way. When people see in real life, it's two completely different versions of you. And that dissonance is not going to be good. So it means the best personal brands are brands that are true to who you are.
That's a good point. So, I was wondering if you could share an example of how your personal brand opened up opportunities for you.
Yeah, 100%. When I started using LinkedIn, and this was a while back now, I wasn't even consciously thinking about this idea of personal branding, right? I wasn't thinking, oh, how am I projecting myself? How am I perceived? I was simply just adding my experiences, the projects that I worked on, onto my profile. And, even that simple action and simple step, e.g., not very curated, it's just by showing what I'm doing, just merely communicating what you're doing is already so impactful. So, for example, for myself, the minute I started communicating my work, just listing out my experiences, posting just a little bit, it already led to so many people reaching out, people who have similar interests, similar beliefs, people who had an amazing opportunity for me, for example, people who just wanted to talk for coffee. I met a lot of my friends through that sort of way as well. A lot of my collaborators, a lot of these speaking engagements are just because of the fact that you're willing to put yourself out there. So yeah, I think in terms of opportunities, it's been just simply so many for the past few years. And it's only because I put myself out there for people to reach out, right? It's called lowering the barriers to reaching out. You give people an excuse to reach out, an excuse to collaborate. And I think that's what's so powerful about personal branding.
Yeah, thank you. So since you mentioned that you use LinkedIn to build your personal brand, what are your top tips to optimize your LinkedIn profile?
For sure. So I think starting off, there's all the fundamentals, all the, you know, bread and butter things, right? Like making sure that your profile is actually updated, making sure that, you know, you have all your core relevant experiences and that each experience conveys, like, again, what's your impact in that role, for example, what have you achieved, that sort of thing. But it's also, for example, like, again, basics, having a strong cover photo, for example, that shows who you are, having a strong profile photo that is clearly shows your face, for example, having a headline that captures what are your core roles and responsibilities, or as some people put it, what value you can add, for example, in your about summary section, conveying your experiences concisely, but also impactfully. So these are all the basics, right, of a profile that is clearly optimized. But obviously, taking a step further, it could be looking to really think about what's the story here? What is the coherent narrative that you want to portray, for example? And if you're selling services, for example, what's the call to action? How are you directing people from your profile to your service? So it really depends, again, if you're simply looking for a job, that might be different. If you're trying to build a platform or sell a service, that might look different. But I think there's some fundamentals, right? And that's making sure your profile is optimized.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So what do you think are the common mistakes that people make on LinkedIn and how can they avoid them?
Yeah, I think common mistake is firstly, just not using it at all. So you have a lot of people who have like profiles that are like blank or not updated at all. And they're like, oh, I don't use the platform, reach me elsewhere. I think that's a lot of like missed opportunity, especially if you consider that, you know, if you're already bothering to fill that out to that detail, you know, just put a bit more effort in and it already becomes a very powerful landing page, right? That could link to your other projects and ventures. Another big mistake I see is people don't necessarily use some of the features, like using the about or summary section properly. So they just leave their email there, for example, instead of really showing the value they can add, they're highlighting some of the experiences they've had. There's some cases, yeah, where people don't use the featured section as well, where again, it's a great opportunity. It's free real estate, right? To really highlight posts that you want to highlight, highlight links, featured things that you want to feature. And I think a lot of these unique features on LinkedIn aren't fully utilized. So I think those are some of the common mistakes. Among other mistakes, mainly it's, again, not posting as well or not connecting with people. So not engaging with others on the platform. I think LinkedIn is only as powerful as you make it. So people who underutilize it in terms of not really making outreaches, not reaching out, or not making it easy for other people to reach out to you. Yeah, those are some of the most common mistakes.
Thank you. So since you mentioned that people need to be more active and engaging on LinkedIn, could you share some ideas in terms of like what to post on LinkedIn? Because this is very different from other social media like Instagram or TikTok. It's more formal. So like there aren't many ideas about what to post on there.
Yeah, 100%. I think even for me, that's still a learning journey. I'm still figuring out this for myself. But I think even if you don't post, right, it's this idea of you should still be reaching out to people, you know, sending these LinkedIn messages and saying, hey, saw what you're doing. Super cool. Would love to connect or have a coffee or have a Zoom call. So that's one. Even if you don't post, you should still be engaging with others, commenting on people's posts, liking people's posts, because that is engagement. And engagement gets you opportunity. But if you're ready to take a plunge and start creating content, I think there's a few things. One is just like sharing cool things you're up to or announcements. That's the sort of basic level, right? It's like, what have you been working on? How can people help you? All these sort of life updates that pretty much everyone is familiar with. The next level is thinking about really ironing down like certain content pillars. So, what do you want to be known for? Back to this idea of a personal brand. What are the content pillars that you want your audience to associate you with, right? Is it about social impact? Is it about marketing? Is it about, sustainable development, et cetera, et cetera, entrepreneurship, and really building out content pieces, either stories of your own, stories of other people, linking articles that are relevant to these content pillars. So, say, for example, you're a student or a recent grad looking to get a job in marketing, right? So, for example, then you'd want to build a content pillar around your expertise in marketing or SEO, and really building out content that shows you as someone who's knowledgeable or willing to learn in this space. So, yeah, it could all the way be like a new skill you've learned, a story about the skill used in real life, for example. And there's, yeah, so many ways to create content from that.
Thank you so much. I have to know that you also offer services for LinkedIn optimization on your website at reesewong.com. So I was wondering if you could share some success stories of people you've helped with personal branding and LinkedIn optimization.
Yeah, 100%. As you know from the workshop you attended, that was one of our first sort of launches for this sort of LinkedIn, consultation service. So throughout that whole session, what we really wanted to sort of bring forward was this idea of, yeah, you should keep your profile updated, but also optimized. So we did like live reviews of people's profile on the spot, and people found it super helpful and valuable, some things that they didn't notice as well. And I help a few people like optimize, again, like their taglines, but also their cover photos, all of these like small things, right? And really, I think it's two things, right, in terms of the actual positive impact. One is that, firstly, better profile, people are more willing to reach out. But also, secondly, it's a really a start of a personal branding journey. So once you start really caring about your profile, making it a powerful landing page, et cetera, you also start reaching out. You have a better mindset towards networking as well. I think that's the biggest change is the people that we've seen go through these webinars, et cetera, are just more empowered to like start taking LinkedIn seriously and start really, tapping into the full power of the platform.
Okay, thank you so much for your sharing. So where can our audience connect with you and learn more about your work?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find me on my website, reesewong.com, or you can just connect with me on LinkedIn just by searching up my name, Reese Wong.
Awesome, thank you. So without further ado, I think that is pretty much today's episode. Is there anything else you want to say to our audience?
Yeah, I think, again, if you're not on LinkedIn already, you should be. But if you're already on the platform, think about ways to really, make good use of it, right? Reaching out to people, starting to create content, updating your profile. And I think, again, you'll definitely see the benefits both in your job search journey or and beyond. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Thank you so much for being here as a guest.
Perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, until next time.